They told me that you wanted Jeff.
Mr. Elliot Bell, 92.
Elliot? This is the best damn story that I've read in your business week, and yeah, I've been reading it because you've been sending it to me free all these years, every week when it comes.
Well, you are very kind.
And I don't know that fellow. What is that fellow's name? He's in there raising hell with me the other day. Said I hadn't seen right.
Leonard Silk. He's a first-class economist, and he's a good.
Well, he's an accurate reporter. I thought most reporters were propagandists. Leonard what?
Leonard Silk. S-I-L-K.
He came in and took some pictures or something, or visited with me, interviewed me or something.
Yes, he did, and then we had our. And you were very kind, by the way, because we'd previously taken a picture and in some inexplicable way it got lost, so we had to ask you to do it again.
Your Washington out looks good, too. I agree with it. Well, I don't think it's as big a gamble as you think, but I think if we take $30 million a day less in withholding, that you turn it over to the average guy, he'll get it in the economy a hell of a lot better and quicker than the Treasury will.
90 cents out of every dollar, anyway.
I do know how to spend money. I've spent some, but I'm gonna give them a chance to spend it first. And if they can make the economy go, and I believe they can, I believe in the system because it's been pretty good to me. And I'd be a hell of a fella to not believe in the system that let me come from a tenant farm to where I am. But as far as the economics concerned, I think if you get your foot off the neck, give them a little boost and treat them like they're not like their poor relations, but like they're in on the deal, I think that they'll go out. One fella sat next to me, Consolidate Edison, out there. I said, what the hell are you going to do when I get you a tax cut? He said, I'm going to spend $100 million immediately.
Yeah, good.
Now, I don't know how much that is, but if they don't do it, we can always come along and keep it going. Of course, the Republicans saying I'm getting inflationary.
Well, they got to say something after all. You know, I'm a Republican, too.
I know you are, but... I've heard about that all these years. You're advising me now, though, and not do it.
Okay.
And that's what I want you to do. Now, do you think I want to have that CED down here if you want to have him? The way Silk talked,
yeah.
He thought that's what you thought I ought to do, and I have the whole outfit. I want ideas, and I want to give them mine. Now, what everybody's saying, that I've given more to everybody for less. Now, that's not true. I've got a less of a lot of things. I've got a less of cavalry regiments. I've got a less of archaic military establishments. I've got less of nuclear weapons that are in great surplus. I've got less of subsidies over in the agriculture department and less for storage funds and over $1 billion less that I'm spending there. Now, on the more side, I'm training some men to get off the relief rolls and go to work. I've got manpower retraining, and I've got some education. I'm trying to teach kids how to read and write and how to speak English and where they can earn their own way in the education program. And I've got a dismal little amount for poverty. Roosevelt talked about the one-third is ill-clad, and it's still one-fifth 30 years later, but I hope someday it'll be one-tenth. But I'm going to start it and try to get the states to do something and the localities to do something and the foundations to do something. I just don't think we ought to ignore it. But I've got a little more of that, but I've got a lot less of these other things that I don't think are required. Now, matter of fact, we spent $17 billion more on the military than we would have spent if Eisenhower's last year had been followed the last 3 years. We've raised Eisenhower's military by $17 billion. Now, after you do that, you can afford to cut it $1
billion. I agree with you.
Most people overlook the fact that Kennedy came back from Vienna and upped the hell out of the defense budget.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
And now we've got $17 billion in it, and now I just told McNamara, he said, if you want me to put some substance in your economy statements, I'll damn sure do it, and I'll start out in Fort Worth, Texas, knocking 2,600 out of that Army supply depot that is absolutely wasteful. The only reason we kept it is because you're a delegation, Drysdale, and George Mahon, chairman of the committee, and you, vice president. And I had to take it or leave it, and I said, well, I'll just, how many are you going to close? He said, 36 and 24 states. I said, okay, here, give me a pen, let me sign it.
Well, sir, as far as I'm concerned, I'm 100% with you. Now, reverting briefly to this matter that Pierre talked to me about, I was rocked absolutely back on my heels, you see, when he said somebody told the president you don't approve of the people he's seeing.
Oh, Leonard, sir.
He explained, you see, that I would never under any circumstances venture to approve or disapprove of whom you see, but I happen to approve very much of these people because while a good many of them are the people who were very much disaffected and were not pretty, very charitable about Mr. Kennedy, nevertheless, they were the focus of this lack of confidence. And
yeah.
You cured it. Cured it in one easy gesture.
Well, I think Leonard Silk or somebody told me it, you said, that I just see in the business advisor group and that, damn it, I ought to be broader and I ought to see the CED.
Well, I think that this...
And I just told him to tell you to get off your little tail and come on down here and have lunch with him and tell me that. Any day you're free next week or the next week, come on in here and let's pitch it back and forth because this is your country and I'm the only president you got till November, and if it goes down the drain, you go with it.
Well, could I say this, that I think that it would be a good idea, having been pictured so much as seeing the business council people, if you did see the...
All right, we'll just... Good.
I can be the fella, I mean, I know them all, I'm part of them, and now all I have to do is drop a little hint.
All right, you just ask a half a dozen of them if they didn't think, since I've seen the advisory council, they ought to go in and listen to this thing and get a little briefing on it, and if they do, then call me, and we'll get out a letter to every damn one of them and have them down for lunch. I don't think it can hurt. I'd like for them to feel that they're welcome in the White House anyway.
Yeah. Very good, sir.
All right. Now, will you tell Leonard Silk that I liked his article?
I will indeed.
Okay.
Tickle pink.
All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye. Come see me yourself.
Waiting.